think after, a game as we played yesterday and then looking at the tape, I'm glad I was reserved in most of my comments until today after the game. As I said yesterday, we have, a lot of correction to make. We didn't play well enough to win. We had some very good plays, but we had some critical plays that we didn't get done. And I think we spread that. I know we spread that over both offense and defense yesterday. When you don't score a touchdown in a game in the NFL, it's going to be hard pressed to win. And third down was our own demise, and we didn't convert enough third down. And then conversely on defense, when you allow a team to convert 50% of your third downs, it's going to probably be a long day. You're not going to get off the field as often as you need to. So, those two areas, we need to do a better job. There's a lot of question about, how did Andy do? Andy played, as most of our players, we can play better. And I thought he made a lot of good throws. He did a lot of good things. He held the composure, stayed composed throughout the football game. But there were some things that that he knows we'd like he can do better. He will do better, but we also got to help him out and make sure we're in the right spots all the time for him, so it doesn't all fall on his shoulders as goes the quarterback's job in the NFL. So, for us, we obviously have to be more effective running the football still, continue to commit to running the football. And stay with it and make positive plays in the running game and not get spooked away from it too often.
You guys ran the ball well on first down early. Is that what you're talking about? You guys kind of
go. We want to be mixed and, you don't want to be tendency to what we do, but we have to, other than the first play of the football game, we had some very effective runs, and we've got to stay on course that way, and continue to mix it that way. And running helps us be able to create space and lanes in the passing game.
Everybody, play long enough, you're going to have some guy beat you physically. That happens, but the mental errors yesterday,
well, I mean, I don't. We didn't have mental we had not necessarily mental errors, but just guys being on in the same page together with things. I wouldn't say it was mental error where a guy didn't do necessarily his assignment, but let's not try to do too much and let's just do with the look and everybody be on the same page with the look.
So communication issue.
A little bit of both, a little bit of everything. Well, I think after four games that we play brilliantly, and then we hurt ourselves, and so we have to eliminate the self-inflicted wounds that we get, whether it be a free guy in a protection which causes a turnover again, or a tip ball that causes an interception, or a missed assignment that keeps us from converting a third down. So I think all those things being said, if we can eliminate ourselves and continue to win one-on-ones as we do most of the time, we'll be in good shape. And so we have to just keep, it's almost as though after four games we can go in and do a pretty thorough self-scout of things, what we got to correct and what we got to get going and do better. Doesn't surprise me one bit at all. It's just where I think you're going to be. What surprised me, we're not as good in the record where we are, but it doesn't surprise me, where you are. That's where you are early in the season all the time.
I mean, everyone's back on offense.
Yeah, being back on offense and having the every time you go out there and every week it's a new set of circumstances. There's new looks that are presented. There's new things that occur. And everyone back in basically a couple years of working together. Whatever amount of games that is, but we didn't have a lot of our guys throughout most of the preseason. We were missing some of our players, and so you get everybody back and working with Andrew back now, and so forth. So a little difference, but that doesn't matter. We've got to move forward and do it right.
Thank you.
close to the game, low scoring physical football game, every little thing becomes a bigger thing too, I guess, than, you know, Kyle saying that the ball just slipped out of his hands. That hadn't really ever happened to him before. That cost you 15 yards, things like that, you know.
Yeah, we had some of those Ripley's plays, believe it or not, but, you know, I mean, we get a ball tip, we got a guy running wide open, we let a free guy go, and we've got a guy running clean down the middle. So we got some things like that. So we just have to, again, recognition of the looks, make sure we're getting enough of the right looks all the time in our preparation during the week, so that when it unfolds on Sunday, we feel confident and good about it.
That fourth down kick play, was it another case of free guy coming loose?
Fourth down play was a case that we didn't do what we were supposed to do all the time in every way.
Just know you mentioned a fumble earlier. Just wanted to...
Pardon me?
No, you said the free guy and the fumble. Just didn't know on the fourth down whether it was the same case or not.
Yeah. We got to do things differently.
How do you feel Brandon G played yesterday?
Brandon got, he got beat at the point of attack once, and when they got the ball down inside the 1 yard line, another critical third down, you know, third and long. And again, those are the things defensively that were big points in the game yesterday. Some we came back and overcame, but we allowed too many third down conversions.
Third down conversions, plus they had 290-yard touchdown drives.
Yeah, 290-yard touchdown plays in an 8-play drive and a 10-play drive, I'm not mistaken. So, that's a lot of opportunity to make a play to stop the drive. It's what you want, but also provides a lot of opportunity to stop it, and that's why you want to make a team drive the field, you know. But, we had a lot of opportunity to stop drives, and we got to get them done. We had opportunity to probably intercept 3 footballs that we didn't get intercepted, and, those things all matter. No, it wasn't. It was a little bit of everything. So, not necessarily a good play by us, and sometimes misfortune. But we gotta convert.
With the running game, is it just not staying committed to it, or just one or two bad plays that get you off track?
Well, you get a bad, look in the second half, and we get a bad play. We get the, we get the fumble. We get the unfortunate hold. When the guy, we pick up the blitzer and the guy spins out and, the quarterback moves and, there's not much else you can do. We got to make sure we're working all the time. We get the other hold in the running game. That they only had 3 penalties yesterday. And so those kind of things that get you off track and, put you back where now you're, first and 25 or first and 20. And so you're now in the situation where you're going to have to probably throw the football in order to make up that yardage, at least get half of it back. So you get second down into a manageable situation, which will hopefully allow you to convert the third down. We were in one of those, for whatever reason, trends yesterday. Well, I think we hustled and did a good job. Our kickoff coverage was a little bit less than what we'd like. We don't want them to get the ball out to the 20-some yard line when they're catching it 8-9 yards deep. So we got to do a little better job of that. Or, I guess 25 they got it too. But so those we got to do better. We just have to be consistent. We got, you look out there and there's 7 or 8 new faces that weren't on this football team a year ago that are taking the majority of those snaps, and so we're coaching double time to keep having guys mature quickly in those responsibilities.
Trickle down of in the secondary hits the special team, and the 3 new guys from Newton last week on kickoff coverage weren't there, I guess.
I'm not sure the exact number, but.
On the intermediate, the long passes, the completion percentage isn't that good. Is it just a combination of everything, or is it
Yeah, it is. And it's a combination of you know, getting it to the right spots to make sure that we're getting away and our release is correct. We're at the proper angles and so forth. And we just got to keep staying after it. You know, sometimes the look changes and the receiver and he have to be on the same page of what the look presents. And, you know, we got to just stay after it.
AJ appeared to be the most frustrated that he's been in his 3 years here.
Well, again, I don't think we're all a little frustrated yesterday. We don't win. So that's product of not winning.
Yeah.